There's Long John Silver. Take the ship. Arrest them all and kill anyone who resists.
This is unfortunate.
Unfortunate. Unfortunate.
Unfortunate? They're going to storm the ship.
What do we do? Fight?
Fight? Look how many of them there are. And they have torches and pitchforks and who knows what else.
It seems they want your head on one of those pitchforks, Mr. Silver.
Then may I suggest, Captain, for these brave orphans, we best not miss the tide.
For once, Mr. Silver, we agree.
The wind's at our backs, Captain.
Then hoist the mainsail, Mr. Reed.
Hoist the mainsail.
So fast, funny girl. Men, grab the hawsers. Don't let them leave the docks.
They've got the ropes. We're stuck.
They're going to board the ship.
Cut the hawsers, now!
Cut the hawsers!
The ropes are too thick. We'll never cut through them in time.
The crew is on the sails. We need more hands on deck.
They're starting to climb the ropes.
Max, Hawkins, grab one of those knives.
Got it.
I can't.
Start sawing at the ropes as fast as you can.
There's no way.
Master Max, if your hands be not strong, use that brain of yours.
I don't...
Think, Max. Think.
Friction. Heat. Here, use these torches to heat up the blades.
Good thinking, Max.
Ugh, don't bore my hand.
They're starting to board. Hold them off.
Almost through the rope. Got it.
Mine too. One more.
Too late. Almost. Got you, boy.
Everyone on
the ship. Stay away from me.
Help Jane.
Come on.
Don't let him on the ship.
Silver. Wait until the ship and learn who you really are!
We did it! We're free!
Let's go! This ship is bound for the West Indies and no looking back!
BYU Radio presents Treasure Island 2020, a reimagined audio adventure based on the classic novel by Robert Louis Stevenson. Episode 4, The Worm in the Apple.
It's a fine morning, Pip.
It is, Captain.
What's our heading, Mr. Reed?
Due south, as trim as you please, ma'am.
With this wind, we should reach the Carolinas ahead of schedule. From there, it's on to the Bahamas. Morgan Goodwin!
Present!
You're not in school garb. Well, a different sort of school, perhaps. Here, take the wheel.
Me?
Beg pardon, Captain, she's...
A girl. As is Pip. As was I once. There's only one way to learn. By doing. Is that a problem, Mr. Reed?
No, Captain.
Good. The wheel, Morgan. Both hands.
Like this?
That's it. Hold her steady.
Wow. She's a great ship, Captain Bonnie.
She's neither as big nor as pretty as those other vessels. But she's fast and proud, and she'll never let you down when you need her.
Your tea, Captain. Two lumps, the way you like it.
Two lumps?
Thank you, Mr. Silver.
My pleasure.
Morning, Mr. Silver.
Why, if it ain't Mistress Morgan, Master and Commander. How do you like that, Mr. Reed?
If I'm no longer needed here, I'll go below. With your permission, ma'am.
Permission granted, Mr. Reed. Don't worry about him, Morgan. He can get a bit grumpy at sea. Tell me, John Silver... How are our other new recruits?
Learning the ropes, ma'am. Up there in the rigging.
Don't look down, James. You're getting the dizzies.
My blisters have blisters, Sam.
Them soft hands of yours will be tough as a coconut shell before we're done. Keep climbing all the way to the crow's nest.
You mean up there? At the very top?
You ain't scared, are you, lad?
Not of falling. More the landing part.
You stick with Sam Muffin, and you'll live forever. Hold fast to the windward shrouds, and tread on the ratlins. It's like climbing the stairs all the way to heaven.
Like this?
That's it. You're a natural. Higher now. Almost there.
If Mom could see me now, or Dad... I remember the first time he took me to the top of the torch at the Statue of Liberty. I felt like I could see the whole world. Made it! Max! Morgan! Pip! Woohoo! Up here! Come on, Max! Give it a try!
I can't look.
You all right, Max? Are you always this green?
No, Pip, because usually I'm not on a rickety old ship in the middle of a hostile ocean. I miss Fortnite so much.
A fortnight? We've only been at sea for a day.
I know, I meant... never mind.
You'll get your sea legs. Try not to think about the roll of the ship. The way it goes up and down, up and down.
Would you mind a little less encouragement?
Look out there in the water!
What's that?
A humpback whale! There she blows!
It's getting me all wet.
He's just welcoming you to the sea.
Witchcraft! It's witchcraft, that's what it is!
What's the meaning
I
of this?
Told you we
Captain, if you don't mind, may
board.
I?
Be my guest!
Magic it
Briny!
Is.
Old Briny, did you get hit in the head with the mast?
Taint me head, John Silver. Tis witchcraft! I knew it from the moment I saw this here strange sea bag with the teeth. It's the devil's own!
That's James's backpack! Hawkins, you'd better come down! Coming! You stay out of James's sea bag, Briny.
His wizard's bag of tricks, you mean? Which makes that girl there a witch, and this runt here their familiar. Just look at this! What cursed objects these be!
Belay that. I stand by James Hawkins. James!
I'm coming down! Just give me a... Oh. There's nothing to be afraid of!
Be careful, James!
I'm trying!
Witches and wizards are on board the ship, I'm telling you! What's next? Ghosts?
Okay, on the ground!
Back, boy! Don't let him cast a spell!
I'm not a... If you let me explain...
Go on, lad!
Everything in my sea bag is what any kid my age carries around, where I'm from. This is a flashlight.
A torch! Show them how it works, James.
I just push this button.
Saints preserve us. How do you do that? Where's the fire?
What'd I tell you? Wizardry!
No. It works on something called batteries.
Like, candles made of chemicals. It's science, not sorcery.
And this, just a roll of duct tape.
For catching ducks?
No, it holds things together, tighter than rope. And this is like a giant magnet. It detects metal.
Hear that? It's tools and games. Are you afraid of that, old Briny?
And what about this here book? And this brass key?
The key? The key's for luck. And the book is for school. But then you can read that yourself, can't you?
Never had book learning. Never needed it.
Are we done with our witch trial? Then more sail and less talk. One moment, Briny. You owe James and his friends an apology.
Never.
Who's the captain of the ship?
Some captain.
Do as he says, Briny, or I'll give you a taste of the lash myself.
I reckon I was mistaken. But I still say that lass should be doing woman's work.
You take that back!
Easy there, Morgan. Old Briny here, he's got a pint.
Does?
Indeed. We should be doing woman's work.
Yes, that's it, Morgan. You've got an knack for the cutlass. But when you parry, use the heavy part of your blade.
Like this, Captain?
Good. Now attack. That's what I call women's work.
Master Max, your sister's quite the warrior.
Morgan's good at everything. Field hockey, basketball, even surfing.
Are these games?
Yo, Max, you've got to try this. You can see forever from up here.
And your friend James is already quite at home up in the rigging.
Apparently nothing scares James.
And you, my lad?
I'm pretty much scared of everything out here, and for good reason. Everything out here could kill you.
I see. You feel as if you're the runt of the litter.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way, but...
Shall I tell you a secret? James and Morgan envy you.
Oh, yeah, sure they do.
John Silver tells no lies.
Why would they envy me?
For that thing you carry around on your shoulders. That mighty brain with the treasure map locked inside. You're the one who figured out how to cut the ropes. You're the reason we're out here. Truth is, Master Max, you're indispensable.
Yes, I guess I am. Thank you for noticing.
I'm fascinated by this brain of yours. I myself can't recall what I made for breakfast, and you? You remember everything.
Everything I see and read.
Miraculous. I'd love to see it in action.
Okay.
Suppose you tell me what you remember about that map.
Oh, you call this supper, John Silver? More like torture.
It's a feast for the likes of you, Bridie. Sea biscuit, salt pork and peas. If we don't make land soon, you'll be eating shoe leather and liking it.
Pipe down, all of you. You see that barrel yonder? It's full of fresh fruit, the captain's compliments. That's more like it. One more piece per man. Play us a tune, Pip.
Sam Moffat, give us a dance.
With pleasure.
I brought you guys some food.
Thanks, Hawkins.
Max?
I'm good. Feels like I've got a vortex in my stomach. The salt pork, not likely to help.
Better than being at Aunt Martha's, eating takeout every night.
Sounds good to me.
I wonder what my mom's doing right now. I wish there was a way to let her know I'm okay.
Master Max, tell us a story.
Me?
Well, there must be something in that miraculous head of yours.
Go on, Max.
Yes, go on, Max. Make it something fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay, once upon a time...
That's a new one!
Don't you never mind, lad. You can do it.
All right. Once upon a time, in the future, in a galaxy far, far away, there will be ships that fly through the air like birds, and horseless carriages that race along the road as fast as the wind.
Sounds magical.
Are there pirates in this future?
Well, yeah. They'll look like businessmen, but they'll be pirates all the same.
It's a fairy tale you're telling.
Ships that fly, if only.
Like candles made of chemicals and sea bags with teeth. Aye, Master Max. That's quite a fairy tale indeed.
Still can't believe this is all real. The ship, that moon, the stars. James. Mom! Mom, is that you?
James?
Oh, Morgan! Oh, hey. Thought you were sleeping.
I woke up and your hammock was empty. What are you doing up on deck?
Couldn't sleep. Want to hear something crazy? I thought I heard my mom's voice in the wind. She feels so far away.
Aunt Martha must have called our mom and dad by now. The police are probably looking for us.
I hope my mom's okay. She helped us get away from Kincaid. He won't like that.
She cares a lot about you.
Since my dad died, it's only been the two of us. And she's given everything trying to keep the motel afloat.
She seems like a really good mom.
She is. I wish I told her that more. And your parents?
I know they love us. They're just busy, I guess. James, I'm sure they're worried back home, and I know I should be scared, but...
I'm glad to be here, too. And I'm glad I'm here with you.
Yeah, me too.
Ship off the port bow! All hands on deck! All hands on deck!
Where is it, Mr. Reed?
There, lad. Just at the horizon. Those specks of light.
You have a keen eye, Isaiah Reed. Is it friend or foe?
I can't tell, but the sun will be up soon.
By then it may be too late.
Mr. Reed, can I have your spyglass?
All right.
James, where are you going?
Up there, in the rigging, with my trusty backpack. Like my father used to say, always be prepared for what you're not prepared for.
What's all the noise? Where's James going?
To the crow's nest.
In the dark?
He's a brave lad, our James.
Sam Moffat, that should be you up there.
The boy knows the ropes. I learned him myself. Ahoy, James! Mind you don't fall and break your neck.
If anything happens to that lad, it'll be your neck.
Made it to the crow's nest!
What do you see, James?
Sun's rising. There's a ship, all right.
The flag, James. Can you see the flag?
I think so. Yes, now I see. It's blue with a red cross and stripes of red and white.
The Union Jack.
Is that good?
'Tis the flag of His Majesty's Navy.
Oh, we're safe.
Stick to your posts and keep your powder dry. We're not out of danger yet.
But they're on our side, aren't they?
Maybe.
What do you mean, maybe?
Mr. Silver, did you tell anyone about the treasure?
Me? I'm no fool.
I don't understand.
The ship is heading this way. Wait, what are they doing? They're taking down the flag and hauling up another.
Saints alive.
It's a black flag with a skull and crossbones.
Pirates! I knew it!
Pirates!
Shiver me timbers. What if he's still alive? What if he's found us?
Who?
That sounded like...
Cannonball! Get down, Max!
That could have been my head.
Mr. Reed, we must outrun them.
Aye, Captain. More sail! Look alive, you lot, or you won't be alive much longer.
Mr. Silver, take off that apron and make yourself useful.
Aye, aye, Captain. Even with one leg, John Silver's a match for any buccaneer.
They're firing again! Stay down! They're gaining on us!
Can we go any faster?
That's all the sail we've got!
They're coming around, Captain. They mean to give us a broadside with all their guns.
They'll sink us for sure, but it can't be.
Who is it, Mr. Silver? Do you know that ship?
I fear it's the Walrus, but Flint is dead. Everyone says so.
What was that? Another cannon?
No, lass. That was thunder.
Storm! A big one!
Looks like some nasty weather brewing portside.
Great. If the pirates don't sink us, the storm will.
Perhaps, lad. But the storm's our only chance. Mr. Reed, hard apart!
Are you sure, Bonnie?
I said, hard apart!
You're heading straight for the storm!
Aye, Mr. Silver. And pray it's not too late.
Are you still up there?
Still here, for now.
Get down here.
It's too late. They'll never make it down the rigging.
Hold on, Hawkins. Don't worry about me.
The waves must be 30 feet high.
Wish I had my surfboard.
Morgan, I love you, but you're crazy.
Batten down the hatches. I've always wanted to say that.
Captain Bonnie, if I didn't know better, I'd say you enjoy this.
The sea took me, husband. I've been itching for a chance to fight back.
Fight back against the ocean? You're even crazier than Morgan.
She's gonna keel over. Can't hold her in this wind much longer.
James! James Hawkins! Can you see the black flag?
It's still coming on!
Baby Jones is locker. Here we come!
No, wait! It's turning back! The pirate ship was afraid of the storm! It's turning back!
Cowards!
You did it, Captain!
We did it, lass. Hold her steady, Miss Reed. We'll pass through this storm. Come out the other...
The main mast! That bolt of lightning struck it for sure.
James! Are you okay?
James, say something!
My ears can't stop ringing! What happened?
Lightning hit the mast!
You're lucky you're not barbecue.
Lucky indeed! It just missed you!
What's that?
The lightning must have struck the yardarm. If it gives way, it'll take the mainsail with it.
We'll never make it through the storm without that sail!
Hawkins! You have to try to fix it!
Fix it? But how? My backpack!
Say, duct tape can repair almost anything. All I have to do is climb down to the damaged yardarm.
Whoa! Oh, these ropes are slick! Almost lost it.
James, be careful!
Sam Moffat, you lazy bag of bones! Climb up there and help him!
Who? Me?
Or maybe you'd like some splinters from me wooden leg.
No! I'm climbing! Wait for me, James Bad! Sam Moffat to the rescue!
Captain, it's all I can do to keep her upright.
We're in the Lord's hands, Mr. Reed.
And in the hands of James Hawkins and Sam Moffat, heaven help us.
Sam! Just in time! Here, take this end of the
tape!
It's as sticky as tar!
Now wrap it around the big crack in the wood! Wrap it
just
tight!
Just a minute, lad! Who's the teacher? And who's the student?
You want the ship to sink?
Wrap it tight, you say? Like this?
That's it! Hold it the same at this end! We'll meet in the middle!
Giant wave off the starboard side! She'll take us with her if it don't hold!
It has to! It just has to!
I'm praying so hard! I'm afraid to
look! Here it goes!
It's holding!
We did it! Now, Mr. Reed, let's steer out of this storm!
Steer it out of the storm, man!
Three cheers for James and Sam!
Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray!
You can always come with duct tape!
Mateys, one and all! 'Tis another feast I've prepared for ye! Yes, I know the victuals are few and taste like sawdust, but think of them as roast beef and Yorkshire pudding. Nothing's too good for me friend, James Hawkins!
Go on, James. Take a bow.
Okay. I just want to say, I never thought I'd end up here, but I'm proud to be a part of the crew of the Hispaniola with Captain Bonnie. Being on this adventure with all of you, it's more than I ever dreamed of, and... okay, I'm done, guys.
Eat up, sailors. In the morning, we finish our repairs and make for Jamaica.
James, lad, a word with you.
Yes, Mr. Silver?
It's time you called me John. I meant what I said. I couldn't be prouder if you was my own son.
Thank you, Mr. John. I kept thinking of my dad the whole time I was up there. Holding on for dear life, afraid the next wave would be my last. He was still teaching me, like he was still with me.
Aye, you miss him, eh, lad?
Only every day. My mom, too.
I was just a young lad when I was shanghaied, kidnapped and made to work on a ship against me will. I envy you your memories and those tears you don't want me to see. Here, give your eyes a wipe with me hanky.
I'm not... crying?
No, of course not. Maybe one day you'll teach me a thing or two. Like, about those wondrous creations, the one you keep in your sea bag.
Max, why are you sitting here all by yourself?
What do you care? Go back to your friend James, everybody's hero.
Max Goodwin, are you jealous?
Who's jealous?
James saved your life, and mine, and everyone else's on this ship.
Morgan! Max! Over here!
Go on, he's calling you.
And you too.
It's you he wants. You're two of a kind.
Max!
Just go already. We'll be fine.
How long we been at sea, Sam?
Couple of weeks, I bet, since we seen land. At least we reached warm air.
I'd sell my soul for a bite of salt pork and a thimbleful of peas.
I'd settle for a cup of water.
I told you this ship was cursed.
You there, back to work. The more we pull together, the faster we'll reach land.
Beg pardon, Captain, ma'am. Can't blame him for being testy. The water barrels are running low, and that barrel of fruit you was kind enough to offer is almost empty.
I'm aware of the situation, Mr. Silver. But we'll have all the fresh water and fruit we want once we reach Jamaica.
If our bones ain't bleached afore we get there.
Belay that, Briny. You heard the captain. Back to work.
Morgan, you want to practice with swords again?
Maybe later.
You okay?
I'm worried about Max. He hasn't been on deck for days.
He's probably homesick, that's all. Once we find the gold, we can start trying to find our way back.
It's more than that. At home he's, well, at home, with his computer and his books, winning science competitions, getting straight A's. Here, he feels like he doesn't belong.
I'll talk to him. Maybe I'll grab him an apple from the barrel.
You sure there are any to spare? Captain Bonnie said we're rationing.
It's just one apple.
Don't let the crew see. These guys get pretty upset if they think someone's taking their share of food.
I'll be careful, I promise.
Let me know how it goes with Max.
Okay, fruit barrel. Let's see what you've got left. Shh, not so loud. Just a few apples and an orange at the very bottom.
Why do they have to make it so deep? Reaching in. Oh!
Way to go, James. Swan dive into the barrel. I give it a 10. Now grab a stupid apple and get out.
So, we're all agreed then. When the time is right, we take the ship from Captain Bobby.
Briny and the others, they're planning to seize the ship.
What say ye, Sam Moffat? You're awful quiet.
Don't get me wrong, mates. I'm with you. But mutiny is mutiny.
Tell them, Sam. Good old Sam.
It's our way or it's the deep six with you, Sam. Your choice.
Well, when you put it like that, I'm with you all the way.
I've got to get out. Gotta warn the others.
What's this then? Did someone call a meeting and me not invited?
John Silver, he'll stop them.
We wasn't sure where you stand, John Silver. Wasn't sure, was you, Briny? And me, the one who convinced you lot to come on board this ship? Me that's bided his time till the time is right? Me that hatched this here insurrection from the start?
Long John Silver, he's their leader.
We're in this together, mateys. And if we fail, we'll swing together. So give me your hand.
What? Give me your hand?
Hush, Polly. It's a blood oath we're swearing, mateys. Your blood if you betray me. You too, Sam. Your hand on it.
Here it is, then.
Mine.
To us, then, taking this creaky old ship. And to all the gold on the Treasure Island.
The Treasure Island!
Traitors. Cutthroats and thieves. And John Silver is the biggest one.
Quiet! Did you hear something? Someone's here.